On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio, iconic actress and director Leah Thompson. How are you, Leah? You're looking fantastic.
Well, thank you. So are you.
Thank you very much.
I'm really enjoying the shorts.
Right? Shorts, sandals, kicking it in a t-shirt. Put me out there. Well, very California. So let's talk about the Goldbergs. Love the Goldbergs. Love the 80s and everything to do with the show. And you're directing the 100th episode.
Apparently, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is awesome. I remember the show debuted. I can't believe they've already got 100 in the can. How'd it go?
Crazy. Really fun. I just wrapped on Friday. It was really, really fun. It was the Halloween episode. So
oh, fun.
Last year I got to do Thanksgiving and this year Halloween.
Those are the best.
I know. I mean, it's so fun to be in that world, you know, to be in that beautiful world. And it was so pretty. And we got to decorate a whole street in Halloween, 80s Halloween. It was very, very sweet.
And I love that. Have you decided or considered being on the show as well as directing? Have they spoken with you about that? Because it would seem to make sense.
No, actually, because it's supposed to be in the 80s, they don't want to see Leah Thompson being old.
I don't see Leah Thompson being old, so I don't know what you're talking about.
But I actually have been. Last year, they did an episode where the dad takes Adam to see... the grandpa takes Adam to see Howard the Duck and doesn't really realize the strange aspect of a girl duck love.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
So I was on it, but just on the screen, on the big screen. And, you know, they've used Space Camp and, of course, Back to the Future. And I think maybe even Some Kind of Wonderful. So I've been on there, just not.
You have. You've been a constant presence,
there
actually.
There you go.
I love that when actors transition to directors just being an actor, you get that speak, you get it, you're patient. And so how do you like that, wearing that hat?
Well, I really enjoy it because I think especially like when people have been doing series for a really long time, like I have. I've done, you know, a bunch of series or two series at least that made it to 100 episodes. I think that it's really fun to come in and like give the actors like praise again, because I think you just get kind of tired and everybody gets kind of tired of each other. So like I really love giving them a new kind of lease on life and like really showing them how much they're actually appreciated. And, you know, the actors on the Goldbergs are so lovely and good and they're so young, and it's really fun to be able to kind of give them a couple of tips, because I've been doing this for like, 35 years now. So
that's awesome.
I have a few tips, I hope.
Yeah, I bet that's a fun atmosphere over there. And you're also part of this new adaptation of Little Women.
Yeah.
Right? But it's a little different, I hear.
Yeah, it's kind of set in the now. It's set in the now. And but it's a lovely, lovely, lovely movie. I'm really excited about it. And I also directed a movie called The Year of Spectacular Men that my daughter Madeline wrote and my daughter Zoe and Madeline are in. And we are doing the kind of festival rounds right now. So we were in the LA Film Festival. We're going to be in the Napa, the Twin Cities.
Congratulations.
And the Savannah Film Festival. So that's really exciting.
That's a great title. What's the premise?
It's a little sarcastic. The men are not quite spectacular.
Okay.
It comes from the year my daughter graduated from college and how hard it is for kids, millennials now, to figure out what they want to do. Like, what do they do?
Right.
So it's hard for them. So she's kind of stuck in that world, and she dates these five unspectacular men. And
in
the end realizes that in order to get through a terrible year, you're going to need your sister. So it's a sister. My two daughters play sisters.
That's awesome. So they're actresses.
Yes. Yes.
How did you feel about them getting into this business, knowing it's pitfalls and just how difficult it is?
It's always important, I think, that a child has something that they care about, you know, to get them through the teen years. Like it really, like sports or something that's more important than partying really hard, you know? So I was really happy that they wanted to do something. So my daughter
had some ambition, right?
Yeah. And also I feel like I could really give them pointers and kind of be helpful.
Yeah.
And my oldest daughter Madeline is a musician, so that's how she kind of started. But now she's a writer and a director. She just directed a music video, but Zoe just kind of went acting, and she's been very successful. She was in Why Him. She was in Before I Fall, which did really well, and she was in Dirty Grandpa.
It's fantastic.
Vampire Academy. So she's got a big, big career, and so it's really fun because we can help each other with self-tapes. Yeah. I mean, really.
Right, right.
That's practical. Awesome.
And how was it working together? Because I know, having a sister and just women around, I know they tend to butt heads and mom and this and that. Yeah. And I'm sure they were professional, but how was that dynamic? And would you do it again?
Yeah, for sure. I would do it again. But yes, I heard, ma. Oh, my God. It's something definitely to navigate. But I do really appreciate their talent. And I really, it was very, very special. And if you see the movie, you'll see it's very special. I actually play their lesbian mother, which is not true. I'm still married to my husband after 28 years. But, so it's not completely, autobiographical, but,
it's acting.
I was in the movie.
Now it's funny. I want to check it out. So yeah, it's funny.
It's really funny and really great. Brandon T. Jackson and Nicholas Braun and Cameron Monaghan. We have a great group of guys.
That's great.
Yeah, and Evan Jogia. So we have, it's just beautiful guys, and it's a really lovely movie. I think it's going to come out in April.
Nice. All right. Well, looking forward to checking it out. Let's talk Dancing with the Stars for a second.
Wow.
Did you have a good time when you were doing the show?
Did you
enjoy the process? Yeah, I did. It went by so quick for me, right?
It's so complicated. It's so hard.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was fun. I did it for my mom, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
they had asked me, and I was like, and then I did it for my mom. She was liking it. And I was like, all right. So then I just did, you know. But I was having more of a problem with, they were trying to get me in some pretty funky outfits. I said, no, I wore the same pants all the way to the finals.
Oh, you did?
The same pants. I did. That's before.
But they washed them.
Yeah, of course.
Hopefully.
Yeah, they did.
But they said, what
them.
About these? I was like, nah. I'm pretty conservative. So I was like, no, that's it. And I'm not taking this off, this and that. Same pants.
Yeah, I know. That's
I'm
really
sure you
weird.
Didn't wear the same outfit.
No, I mean, but it's so weird to be out there with like no tights and like, you know, whatever. 14 million people looking at your cellulite. It's kind of bizarre, especially because I'm not 22. You know, I'm really glad I did it because it takes a lot of courage, doesn't it? When that click, 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 boom, you know, you're like, shot out of a cannon.
Right.
So I'm such a fan of the show and I still love to go because I love watching the crazy, the grips and all, you know, how they move the sets around and how courageous all the people are.
Yeah, so, putting themselves out there. Did you catch this last premiere?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Who's your front runner? Who do you like?
Well, you know, you got to kind of stick with your old partner, don't you? Artem.
Oh, that's right. You got to stick with the loyal. Aside from Artem.
Well, that violin girl, I can't remember her name. She plays the violin.
Yeah. Lindsay Sterling.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Come on. She's like, I play the violin. Splits. She was like a professional. She made the professionals look good. I mean, bad. You know, she was amazing. So, yeah, I liked her. And the lady from Shark Tank was hilarious.
Oh, Barbara Corcoran. Barbara Corcoran.
This might have been her only week.
Yeah, maybe.
I think she's doing all right, though. She'll be all right.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
We're not going to be worrying about her.
Exactly. And you're giving fans a chance to attend a taping of Dancing with the Stars, right? How can people get in on that?
Well, you have to go to keepdancingnow.com.
Keep dancing now.
Keepdancingnow.com for a chance, to go to Dancing with the Stars, which is so exciting. You know, I mean, I was so happy to invite my friends to come to the show when I was doing it because they hadn't been, you know, when you go, it's so exciting. So for the average fan to be able to go for two free to Dancing with the Stars is pretty cool. So
it is, you get to dress up. You have to dress up.
But I mean, it's like the best show in Hollywood.
Yeah. No, it's a good time. It's good time. Well, very
it's
cool.
A really good time. So I was really happy to team up with Dancing with the Stars and this company, my Betrick is a drug or whatever. And, they're sponsoring it. So I was really happy to team up with them because I just know how incredible it is to go and have fun and see how amazing it is. And the professional dancers and all the amazing celebrities who have the courage to wear the same pants every time.
I think I broke a record with that, by the way. I was the only one.
And I got into such good shape. It was fun for me.
You kept it up. You had a great shape.
Oh, I got like so skinny because I was too scared to eat.
Right. Yeah, stress will do that. It's the best diet. Don't recommend it, but it does work.
It does work.
Reboots have been obviously huge successes for films like Star Wars and Star Trek. Do you think it could work for like a Back to the Future?
I don't think they'll do it, you know, because Bob Zemeckis owns the rights.
Mm-hmm. He said never, right?
Yeah, he said never.
Which but, I mean, think is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to mess with the guy. You know, I coincidentally sat right next to Michael J. Fox this past Saturday at the fight.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, which was great. And so who knew he was a huge fight fan? But he was there and just hanging out, just a random note. But he looks great. So it's so nice that I get to see, you know, you two in the same week.
Oh, my right God. I know. He's so good. He's been doing so good. I was so happy because I did a Celebrity Family Feud and I won for him.
Nice. Oh, great.
So I won $25,000. Oh, my brothers and sisters. All my brothers and sisters. But I was really happy because I always do those game shows, whatever, to raise money for him. And we won. Yay!
Oh, that's cool. What a good story. I'm glad you shared
what
that.
What about a Howard the Duck 2? Like, we check in now.
They're going to make Howard the Duck. They are. They're gearing up for it. It would definitely be better with an animated duck.
That seems to revisit that. That would be fun.
That'd be amazing.
They're going to show a 70mm print at the Egyptian, I think, next week.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to force my children who have never seen it to come.
Oh, they
got to
go. That's going to be cool.
That'll be awesome.
Those are cool moments right there. All right, Leah, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready?
Okay, ready.
Go-to karaoke song.
I Will Survive.
Favorite TV show.
Breaking Bad.
Celebrity crush growing up.
William Shatner.
Captain Kirk?
I loved the original Star Trek, and even his little paunchy belly was like so hot.
Did he have a paunchy belly?
Yeah, he did.
I think he did.
He looks pretty good.
He's been in that chair a few times.
Yeah, quite a few times.
Oh, I love him. I love him.
He still looks good.
He's hilarious.
He is. Time travel destination.
Wow. A year ago.
What happened a year ago?
I don't know.
Just want to go back. Just go back here.
It's a sad answer. I won't give you
the
sad
answer. No, that's okay. That's cool. I go back a year.
Yeah.
I know what I know now. What was your favorite role to spend time on the set? The actual production of the film?
Red Dawn.
I love Red Dawn.
It's such a good movie.
That was great. Yes.
Yeah, because I got to be like a tomboy cowboy.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Ah, that was fun. What a good group right there,
too.
Oh,
my God. Charlie Sheen was already trouble, and he was 16.
Oh, my. Was he only 16 right there?
He was 16.
And he was already crazy.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Still trouble.
I think he had a bodyguard.
Are you serious? That is awesome.
Wow.
God, and I remember during that era, too, like, there were so many, like, that was like Rocky IV, so many propaganda films, right?
Yeah.
With the that was such an awesome time right there. Oh, my God, you made my day with a Red Dawn answer. That's awesome. Well, you can watch our episode of The Goldbergs next month. You can follow her on Twitter @LeahKThompson. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Go.
On with Mario Lopez.